The area around Lyons, Kansas, in the central part of the Sunflower State, may appear to be sparsely populated by national standards. However, about 500 years ago, there were many more residents living here. Why that was the case, and how we know, is quite a story. And it's next on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Charlene Akers explains, this area around Lyons, Kansas, once had many, many more residents than today.
There were probably 20,000 people living here. The Quiverans, we think, arrived somewhere around 1300. They stayed at least till 1600, and then they began leaving.
Moving south toward the area of present-day Wichita. While these Native Americans lived on the plains, they did not reside in teepees.
They had huts. And the huts are approximately 30 feet in diameter. They were made out of grass. They found here on the prairie.
Some might consider the elements here in central Kansas a challenging place to call home. But Charlene says the Quiveran people had some good reasons for so many to reside here.
They lived here for bison, really, or buffalo, as we sometimes call them. They also were able to raise grain. They had water here. There were creeks nearby.
The Quivira lived in communities of perhaps 20 to 50 huts per village. But sometime in the 1600s, it seems those who lived here began to migrate south, perhaps with the introduction of the horse.
Other Indian groups around the area had taken over the horse from the Spanish and were going through fields of agricultural crops here. And you don't have crops and animals running through it.
Diseases brought by the Spaniards also began to take a toll on the native population. But there is another story told at this museum that speaks of those initial interactions between Native Americans and Europeans. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Lyons, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.